Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You've had to do of competing for a job while also being the teammate and the team player.
Not the first 3 years. It goes back to Pop Warner. You got teammates and you're competing to start as well. You know, I mean, that's football. If you're not competing to be the best, why are you out there to begin with? So.
Cool, thanks.
Hey, Levi, Sal Capaccio, WGR Radio. Good to see you.
Sal, always a pleasure.
Anything specific that, you know, you targeted in your game? I know some guys like last year talking with Trey a lot, you know, ball skills was something. Anything specific you say, you know what, I really worked on this part of my game to refine this particular offseason that you maybe you've gone back and looked at and said, I'd like to be better in a certain area?
I think for me, it was my play strength. And so I've put on 10 pounds of muscle this offseason. Focused on that a lot, you know, just developing my body, getting a lot stronger for the top of the routes. As well as catching, I mean, everything else, footwork, DB stuff. But the main focus for me was to get bigger, faster, and stronger. And I think
can you expand on play strength a little bit? Is it a combination of being better on the ball, maybe being, you know, embodying up, or is it maybe in the run game and run support when you have to go against bigger guys, or, you know, you're getting stock blocked or something like that?
No, I mean, it was me for personal things as far as compete on the ball, pressing. I had 80 tackles last year, so yep. More than a lot more corners. So I don't think it had anything to do with the fact of my tackling, but it was more for me, you know, development. As this is year three, you know, I haven't fully developed into the player that I want to be, or as the size, you know, been developing as my whole football career. So it's been a good offseason for me, and I've benefited the most from it.
Thanks, Levi.
Sorry about that. George Radney, Challenger Community News. Good morning to you, Levi. Question for you. How do you go about putting on 10 pounds of muscle during the offseason without gaining other weight and things of that nature?
A lot of hard work. Dedicating myself to putting the right things in my body, working with the guys here in the offseason, getting on the right weight plan, start working with the chef to put the right things in my body, protein. But focus on my strength, honestly. My numbers have never been higher thus far. And to be able to keep the weight on was my main focus. Not to gain it and then lose it, you know, not to have that water weight, but real muscle. And then while keeping my speed and developing that. So the guys here, I had one Bill Strub, did a great job with Siano and strength condition set. So
great. And go back to you, if with the COVID-19 taking place, what kind of decision you think you might have made as a college student playing for the University of Alabama at that time of deciding either to play or not to play, if you're still at Alabama, obviously, for this upcoming season?
You'd have to ask those guys. I can never speak on their position. You know, they're in a unique situation, so you'd have to ask them. My prayers go out to them and to support them and everything they do. So.
All right. Thank you, Levi.
Yes, sir, Mr. George.
Levi Wallace, good morning. Mookie Hawkins, Wolfo Sports 1080. How you doing, man?
What's going on, Mr. Hawkins?
Good, man. I see you guys been, you pretty much have been here in Buffalo working out. You've been spotted down there at Cleve Hill working out with some of the guys and getting some of the guys abreast of what this scheme being, meaning that you have been here for the past 2 years. Now, like you did say, you know, that competition comes all the way from Little League and you walked on at Alabama and won national championships. What really motivates you year in and year out? Because, I mean, you had two battles, you know, your past 2 years, and you basically won out. So what motivates you to compete every year?
I think for me, I have God-given talent, first and foremost. He's blessed me with the ability to play football and the opportunity. So I play for him, number one, week in and week out. I never forget that. My dad believed in me from Jump Street. And, you know, he's not here anymore. But I know he's looking down on me. So I play my hardest for that. And then just to be able to compete. I love competing, no matter if it was basketball, pool, tennis. You know, I'm a competitor at heart. And, you know, while I'm still young and able to do the thing that I love, I remember my dad said before I walked on, he said, once you hang up the cleats, that's it. So while I still have the opportunity and I miss the game so much, I walked back on and I decided to keep playing until I decided that my time was done, that I walk out on my own accord.
Right. And now, you know, with a guy in year three now, we got Josh Norman in the building. How do you learn and compete at the same time?
You know, me and Josh's relationship, it's took off from the beginning. Great guy on and off the field. Just the things that he's already starting to do in Buffalo. It's not just learning on the field stuff, but as how he is as a man off the field and how he is driven, you know, and how he's so involved in the community. It's a great guy to learn from, who's been around the block a couple times, went to a smaller division school, and he's worked his way up, similarly how I have. Great teammate, you know, and we just compete. You know, he pushes me. He's a starter. I'm a starter. Tre'Davious is a starter. I mean, there's starters in this room. Even Dane Jackson, Ike Brown, everyone can play at a high level. So the competition just brings out the best in everyone, and we push each other. We ask questions. There's no egos in this room. So it's great, great to have him on the team.
Good luck the rest of the way, Levi.
Appreciate you.
Hey, Levi, now that you guys are back at One Bills Drive doing walkthroughs and the ramp-up period, putting on pads soon, is there a new vibe to this defense at all?
Great question, Maddie. I think we're, you know, for the last 2 years, I know especially the secondary, we've had some of the top secondaries in the league, you know, and overall defense as well. I think it's just making that next step into getting more turnovers, you know, and Coach Frazier did a great job challenging us to get more turnovers this year, and we have to get the ball out, create more opportunities for our offense this year. There's definitely an edge, and this is year three. We've been together for so long now. You know, we push each other for so long. We feel so comfortable with each other now. I think we can't be complacent now. You know, now it's no more guessing and figuring out who goes where and what goes where. It's, you know, now's the time. If we're going to go for it, we got to go for it now. You know, and that's our mindset every day, every practice, even in the weight room. We're putting in extra work. Because we know we wanted that bad this year.
You guys returned quite a few defensive players as starters this season, but there are some new faces too. So with all those returners, has it been an easier transition, you would say, for some of the new guys, just because most of you are so familiar with this defense and with each other?
Yeah, for sure. And like I said, there's no egos on this defense. You know, I can't speak on the offense, but I'm sure that there's no egos over there either. But everyone wants everyone to do the best, you know, because this is all we have at the end of the day, to go out there and try to do our best and win the championship. So we lift each other up, you know, especially in these environments with COVID, anything can happen. Injuries can happen. We have to make sure the fifth guy on the roster is ready to go out and play on a Sunday if an outbreak were to happen. So that's our mindset, you know, and it's about a team at the end of the day, and that's what we're here to do and what we're built for.
Appreciate it, Levi.
Yep, Maddie.
Hey, Levi, Josh Reed here. Ironically, I also put 10 pounds on during the quarantine, but that's neither here nor there. The
10 pounds of muscle or 10 pounds?
Nah, I didn't say muscle, just 10 pounds. Hey, Levi, what can you learn from a veteran like Josh Norman? You know, obviously you have to compete with him, but, you know, what can you learn from a guy that's been there and done that and seen just about everything?
Like you just said, he's been there, done that, and seen everything. You know, he has all the experience in the world, and he was he's still considered as one of the best corners in the league. You know, and I remember in college looking at his highlights, like, yeah, Josh Norman is that guy. You know, even the video of him against Julio, and even in the locker room, we make fun of his interviews because he just plays with such confidence. You know, there's so much. I could be here all day. Talk about Josh. He's a great teammate, though, first and foremost, and a great man second. So as long as I can carry those things off the field, you know, and pull from him the things that he has learned in his experience off the field as well, I'll be good to go.
Thanks, Levi. Take care. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Hey, Levi. Jay Skursky with the Buffalo News. You know, competition isn't anything new for you. You went through this last offseason in training camp with Kevin Johnson. What's the biggest thing that you took away from that experience, you know, competing for a starting role last year?
Like I said, Jay, competing is nothing new. That's football. Just like you guys compete to have interviews, we compete for our jobs. I've been competing since I was the age of 5. So competition is what I love and what I thrive in. So that's the sport of football.
You know, you went from – you know, zero scholarship offers, walk on at Alabama, to an undrafted free agent, to working your way into the starting lineup and starting 16 games. You know, nothing's been given to you. Do you feel like people are maybe underestimating a little bit your abilities in the sense that you've gone out and earned all of those things, and yet here you are, you know, always talking about competition. Do you feel like you're being underestimated a little bit?
I think opinions don't matter. I think that the only opinion that I care about is the Lord's, and I know he loves me, and I play for him. So that's that at the end of the day.
Thanks, Levi.
Yep.
Hey, Levi, John Scott again. I just wanted to get your perspective on how challenging this different type of training camp and preseason will truly be for those undrafted free agents without preseason games, missing rookie mini camp, missing OTAs and mini camp and all of those reps. From someone who went through it and ultimately made it on the team, how challenging do you think it is for those guys having missed all of that time and without those opportunities that you and other undrafted guys have had in the past?
Honestly, John, I've struggled with that, thinking that if I would have came out during this time, you know, you guys would never I've heard of Levi Wallace if there was no preseason games or any more opportunities for me to be able to compete or get looked at by other teams. You know, there's no telling where's the next undrafted free agent who could be a 10-year starter in this league because of how the opportunities have dwindled this year. So it's tough. It's tough. And I empathize with them and my heart goes out to them. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is just where we're at, you know. I can't make the rules and I don't have any pulls on the string. This is just the circumstances. And I think those guys, I've taken them under my wing, you know, and try to motivate them and encourage them to do the best that they can during this time. Cause it's hard, especially being undrafted and the situation that they're in right now. It's tough, difficult for sure.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.